going down to Australia and talk to the maestro of reverse speech, David John Oates in Adelaide. Hello, David. Welcome back.
Hey, Jeff. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good, yeah. Enjoying our first hot day here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Summer's hit.
Springtime, summer, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, we have a lot of material to cover tonight. I don't know whether we're going to get through it all. I've got Donald Trump's first speech that he gave in Cincinnati, Ohio yesterday.
Yeah.
So that's all done.
Right on it. Wow.
And we've got some reversals on Pizzagate. Got quite a few of them. So I'm not too sure where to start. Let's start with Pizzagate. Yeah,
that's a bit. I just uploaded more stories to the special we have running on that, and there are more to come. So it's really a tough one. It's now thought that Andrew Breitbart was murdered because he was onto this and was going to release it. So makes sense.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's Breitbart. Let's start with him. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So perfect.
Here's Ford.
Big Podesta, big Soros. Do you want us to play these games? Because we're playing to win.
And here he says, Soros hid outside a hit.
Soros hid outside a hit.
Soros hid outside a hit.
Quite clear.
Soros hid outside a hit.
Now,
is this a hit?
This is wild. You know what's going on here better than I, but is he forecasting the future?
Yes, he is. That's what's going on. It's one of those weird future tense predictions, collective unconscious stuff. And Soros is behind it. That guy. Did I do reversals on him last show for you?
I think we did a couple.
Yeah. So very significant reversal to start the program off with. So.
Well, this would not be. And I wonder when he said that vis-a-vis the actual murder, and it was a murder, no question about it.
I don't know how old these are. I believe they're fairly recent.
I think that was said fairly close. He boasted he had something that was going to blow the whole government apart the next day. He was going to release it the next day. He never saw the next day.
Of course he did. No. Well, all right, let's... I'm trying to think which one to go to next. Let's move to this 15-year-old girl, the video you had on your site.
Yeah, okay. Still have it. It's up there, yeah.
Okay, so here's the Ford.
How did they get rid of the bodies?
They had a tub, pretty big, I don't know.
And here she says, and my baby went, bastard, my dad.
I don't know, you bastard, my dad.
Yeah, there it is.
Well,
you hear that there?
Yeah. So she was raped, got pregnant. Sounds like she's referring to her father as the bastard, and I would say that indicates to me, at least, that her father was the one who sacrificed her to the cult.
Yeah, I would agree. But the thing to point out is, it's a congruent reversal.
Yes, sir.
It's giving us extra information. She's telling a true story.
Yeah.
Okay? All right. So here's the next one along.
Baby was taken out of me and then killed in front of me because it was still alive.
And then what would happen?
Well, after they killed it, they would eat it.
Oh, God.
I know, that's just horrible.
They took her baby out of her, killed it, and probably cooked it and ate it. Look, these people need to be removed from the planet, all of them. This girl, it's amazing she's still alive. You hear the wound in her soul.
Yep.
She'll never heal from this, of course. And yes, her father is a bastard. And for those parents out there who have turned their children over to the cult, sacrifice them. They're not parents. They're monsters. Monsters.
Absolutely. And this one simply says, and we got to talk. Here we go.
And we got to talk.
And we can have it solved.
Yeah.
And again.
And we can have it solved.
Yeah, she's got to tell a story, okay? So, that's what she's doing. She's telling a story. She's talking, okay?
Right. Well, I have... This really makes me sad, sick. I just don't even have words for it to hear this kind of thing. Just hate
this. This next one's disturbing. Here we go.
What happened to the pregnancy, to the babies?
They were aborted by my nan or by one of the doctors at the house.
And this one says, put them in the well-worn animal.
Put them in the well-worn animal.
Wow.
Put them in the well-worn animal.
Don't know what you mean by put them in the well, but put them
away.
Well,
she said they got rid of them and I believe barrels, 55-gallon drums. Maybe she was talking about a well being a drum, a barrel.
Yeah, sure, that would make total sense. You got to understand the imagery nature of her speech. Yeah, okay. All right, well, she's talking about the barrels. She uses the word basket in reverse, but it's the same thing, I think. So here's the forwards.
A fairly big tub, and they used to put the bodies and bones in there. And it used to go like, you know, fizzy in it. And then there was nothing left.
Bit of a strange reversal. The book would see me in the basket.
The book would see me in the basket.
Wow.
The book would see me in the basket.
She thought...
The book would see me in the basket.
She thinks that she's next.
That's what it sounds like. She might have gotten out just in time.
Yep. Yeah, that's what that reversal sounds like. She was going to be next. Wow.
They don't let these kids go off and talk. They kill them.
Yeah, I know.
God damn these people. They're not people, David. They're not people. Oh, they're not human.
Okay, here we have last reversal on the girl.
And then I put it down the chute because I didn't want my nan to get it.
Wow. They're naked venom.
They're naked venom.
Ooh.
They're naked venom.
Wow.
They're naked venom.
Oh, doesn't that rip at your soul?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What amazing words that she came up with just then. Yeah.
Wow.
See, these poor kids, if they are allowed to live a normal lifespan, they're fragmented. They're broken into pieces. And trying to glue them back together is not possible. You can come up with a semblance of it, but they're never whole. They're never recovered. And most of them don't live very long. They're suicided out, easily done. Certainly control is maintained over them. Even if they are let go, they can be called up at any time because of the number of personality variants there are. It's a very, very awful thing.
Wow. All right, here's a couple of reversals on the owner of Comet Pizza, James Elephantis.
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go.
I want to say that we all sincerely hope that you, the Podestas, the Clintons, enjoy your one-way ticket to eternity in hell.
Thank you. I hope so, too. Thank you for having us.
And backwards, he says, believe it, O Hillary's this law.
Believe it, O Hillary's this law.
Wow.
Believe it, O Hillary's this law. Believe it, O Hillary's this law.
Well, that's putting the Clintons right in the middle of the fray, isn't it?
Okay, now I heard the second word, well, believe it, or... There's an O-R in there.
Oh, or, okay. Oh, I'll do it again.
Believe it, or Hillary's this law.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Believe it, or Hillary's this law.
Okay.
Believe it, or Hillary's this law.
Okay, it changes the meaning slightly. Believe it, or Hillary's going to win. You got to listen to what we're saying, okay? Or the Clintons will reign. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yep.
Then we found, my lad in Canada found these, and she found this reversal to use the word Valerie.
Valerie?
Yep. Uh-huh. Yep, then one of my other researchers researched it, and hang on, let me see if I can get it. Here, let's play the reversal first, then we'll talk about it.
We have talked to a few lawyers. It seems that there are not many outlets for people who have suffered this kind of attack and abuse. You're allowed to sue for defamation, but that suit takes many years and is very grueling.
And just simply says, we switched Valerie.
We switched Valerie. We switched Valerie.
Huh. And Valerie...
We switched Valerie.
Someone did research on Valerie. Hang on, where is it? And Valerie was a lawyer of the pizza place.
She was a cult lawyer. Okay.
Yes, that's right. Yes. I've got a full name here. When you say they switched her,
what do they mean?
Sorry?
When they say.
I'm not too sure. I really don't know. No, I'm not too sure what it means. We switched. Maybe they changed lawyers.
It sounds like a reassignment of some kind of lawyer exchange.
It's just a reassignment. I'm trying to find the. I can't see it. Where she sent me all the information on Valerie. This is most annoying. No, I can't see it. Okay, doesn't matter. No.
Well, right. I just want to remind all of you that there are hundreds of thousands of little children like the girl you heard, the 15-year-old girl who somehow escaped, who was interviewed on Australian TV's 60 Minutes and was telling the truth. This goes on all over the Western world. These lives are destroyed. If I could, I would leap for a switch that would kill every one of them, these cultists. Every one of them. I would get them off this planet. We're not going to survive with that kind of energy here. We are not going to survive.
No.
I don't see
I've
it.
Got the information. Valerie Jarrett. She's a lawyer.
Valerie Jarrett?
Yes. Yes.
Obama's lawyer. Valerie Jarrett.
Obama and the Comet Pizza owner. She's linked to both of them. And there we go. Interesting.
Fascinating.
Interesting stuff. All right. Okay. Anyway, so, okay. So now we have, let me see, we've got Comet Pizza, Amanda Kleiman, I don't know the names, speaking at a birthday for Sasha.
Yes.
Oh, bad audio. Hail Satan. Pleases us. Oh, that's right. This is a communication. This is a reverse communication going on. The Hail Satan is on the woman, and the pleases us is on the man straight after. Listen to this.
Yeah, they're speaking, they're talking to each other.
Yeah, you hear that?
Yeah, they're subconsciously talking to each other. That's amazing. Play it again. That's remarkable.
That's exactly what's happening. Hail Satan on the woman and pleases us on the man.
Hail Satan.
Pleases us.
Hail Satan.
Pleases us.
Wow.
Yeah, whole conversation. Yeah, a quick unconscious interchange. Two unconscious minds talking.
All syllables there, grammatically correct, all there, indisputable. No accident. This is the real deal if you're new to the program. ReverseSpeech.com, and you can hear 10,000 examples of this.
And the rest. It's more than that now. We've lost count. Yeah. can't get a printout. All right, here we have this reversal was under the noise. I think it's clear enough. Hang on, we'll try it.
Hello, we have video. There's the lion.
And backwards, we love Lucifer.
We love Lucifer.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
We love Lucifer.
Yeah, it's there.
We love Lucifer.
That's that satanic cult thing, isn't it?
Yep.
And another one.
It's a wonderful day, especially in January.
And she is a sex singer.
She is sexy.
I don't know who he's talking about.
Take your pick.
Yeah, but there you go. You've got the cultists.
Yeah.
You've got occult information. You've got Soros and a hit. You've got you've got this 15-year-old girl confirming a story. It's pretty sick stuff, isn't it?
Doesn't get any worse, David.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't. Wow. And here we have, I got a couple of, there's always sent me some reversals on Kathy O'Brien, so we'll play a couple of them. Here we go.
In my daughter's case, and cited law after law after law, and the judge interrupted him and said, but laws do not apply in this case for reasons of national security.
This is Kathy O'Brien, who claims she was a sex slave for Clintons and Bushes. And we solve it. Don't know what that means, but here we go. Don't know what that would mean. Okay, and next one. Here we go.
First time in our lives, memories of our past began flashing on our mind screen. As these memories flash.
And the child, your mum.
Child.
What did you think she said?
Well, child, your mum, but I don't think it's a very reversal.
She said, your child, human.
Oh, your child, human. Ah, okay. Let's play that again. Here we go.
Child, human.
Oh, yeah, clear as day.
Human.
Clear as day. Wow.
Human.
Wonder what she means by that. Child, human. Yeah.
Well, maybe these sacrificed children, they're not objects, they're human.
Yeah.
And she may be talking about that. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Here's another one.
We couldn't think to escape. I couldn't think to save my daughter any more than I could think to save myself.
No, she saw it saving her daughter. Force a masochist, they're going to know me. Oh, that's clear.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they're not talking, she's not talking about going and playing a round of golf or shopping in the supermarket. I mean, these are all reversals that are consistent with the stories, you
correct.
Know?
Yep.
And,
yep.
Yeah. And, you know, you go to a different person and you'll get different reversals because it's a different story and different unconscious minds. So,
I wonder if they violated her child. She had a daughter, right?
Yeah, yes, that's what she's talking about.
So she's saying in her subconscious, your child, human. And she's obviously a very fragmented woman who's been put back together well enough to function in these interview settings, but these poor people are just tragically—they're just violated as deep as it gets.
And now she pinpoints three people, three of the ringleaders. So here's the first one.
They would just simply go into respiratory failure, circulatory failure, and no information would be released at all. There was no chance of the information getting out that way.
And this one says, Hillary do shame.
Hillary do shame.
Hillary do shame.
There you go.
Hillary do shame.
Don't know what to tell you. Clear as day.
Well, and remember that before she was Secretary of State, after the Clintons left the White House, it was said, it has been reported, you can look it up, can't prove it, but you can look it up, and the allegations are there, that Hillary used to go to L.A. about once a month regularly to participate in these satanic rituals.
Well, we played that reversal Great Satan on her, if you
that's
remember
right.
that.
Yeah.
And here we have another name.
This information is information that you have a right to know and a need to know, and their controlled medias are not going to suppress truth. Truth prevails.
Here she says, I never pushed Bush.
Why ever?
Yeah.
Why ever?
Yeah. Yeah, there it is. Gee whiz. And then the last name is this one here.
Being within the country music industry, we had a second handler. His name was Alex Houston. Alex Houston is a ventriloquist.
And she says, Obama, you're so negative.
Obama, you're so negative.
Obama, you're so negative.
And again.
Obama, you're so negative.
So I don't know, Jeff, this is pretty explosive stuff if all of this is true. But,
oh, even if half of it's true. Yes, it's terribly explosive stuff, and it's a glimpse into the world as it is run and administered by these people from the highest levels on down. And I repeat again, it's in your town, it's in your community. You'll never see it, you'll never hear about it. Let's hope you don't anyway. And there'll be a key position, a mayor, a police chief, a fire, whatever, council member. They'll have people in key positions to cover up anything that may need covering up. That's how they do it.
Wow, this is gee whiz, reverse speech is never ceases to amaze me. The information it digs up, wow.
It's just never wrong, David.
It never has been. Look, no. I've been doing it for 33 years, Jeff. Yeah. It's never ever been wrong.
I've never heard one that. It is the truth, and that's the best we can do to sum it up. It is what it is. Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Mm. That's very discouraging to hear, but I'm not surprised. Just awful stuff.
Yeah. So there you go. Thank my lady in Canada for all of those.
Yes. Well done, young lady, and super job. Great job.
She did a good job. Yeah. Okay, and I was up till all hours... right up until all hours last night and right up until the show started today doing the Trump speech that he gave in Ohio.
Good job. Let's go through the break, Todd, on this. I'm sure the sponsors will understand. This is very important material. I want to make sure we get it out there for everyone. Thank you, sponsors. Okay, David, go ahead.
Okay, so here we have Donald Trump in his first public speech since winning the election. So here's the first one.
Thank you, everybody. Wow. Thank you.
Wow. And here he says, wow, we love America.
Wow, you know, you're very smart.
There we go.
Wow, you know, you're very smart.
You know what he says?
What?
Wow, we love the American.
Oh, wow, okay.
He's talking a collective.
Okay.
Wow, you know, you're very smart.
You're absolutely right.
You know, you're very smart.
Didn't hear that extra syllable.
Wow, you know, you're very smart.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, right. Well. Didn't hear that extra syllable.
In other words, the American as opposed to the Brit or the German. We love the American.
Right. Yeah. Right, absolutely right. Wow. Okay, I haven't even listened to these yet. I'm just
well, you just... got them, and there they. That's great. Good job. Yeah.
All right, this is an interesting one. Here we go. This is verse number 2.
And then we had a couple of little troughs, but with Ohio, there was no trough. It just kept getting better and better, just better and better.
And here he says, "You like the Brexit gift." I know what it means. I'll play it first. You like the Brexit gift.
You like Brexit gift.
Oh, sorry, not the. You like Brexit gift.
You like Brexit gift. You like Brexit gift. You like Brexit gift.
And it was exactly like Brexit. The polls had it going one way, and it went another way. And,
did you hear the little you heard the little laugh from his subconscious too? How often do you hear the subconscious chuckle? It was a laugh. The irony.
Let's do that again.
You like Brexit?
Oh, yeah, right.
You like Brexit? You like Brexit?
I'll be bothered. Yeah,
it's
just
laughing
like Brexit.
At the irony. Yeah.
Yeah, it is ironic. Yeah. I'll be bothered. Yeah. All right. So, and then next one along. Here we go.
That is the second reason that I'm here today. I'm going to discuss our action plan to make America great again.
And he says, had a dream on it.
Had a dream on it.
Had a dream of it.
Yeah, there it is.
Had a dream of it.
You know, just speaks for itself. That's his dream.
Listen to the crowd, though, David. The love and the support. I've never heard it so clear.
It's
a vibration in the crowd. The cheering. Yeah. It's just amazing. It's different than the earlier rallies. We're on the way, and they're elated. Wow.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. And Donald Trump is true to form, he's a same old Trump. Okay, next one along.
And by the way, the people are continuing to pour in.
And he says, yeah, we love.
Yeah, without.
Yeah, without. Yeah, without.
Different reversals than we used to get on Obama. Not yeah, we love, but yeah, damn you. I spent all of yesterday going through all my Obama reversals. I'm doing an Obama special on my radio, on my show, on your network.
Oh, good. When is that coming up?
Oh, well, I did the first show today. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
But there's 400 reversals, so it's going to take me all of December to get through them all. So.
Well, they'll be well worth listening to. You've got that just absolutely dissected. That's it.
Oh, yeah, there's some doozies there. Yeah, I can tell you exactly who he is and where he's coming from. And his skeleton's in the 400 reversals. There's a lot of reversals to get to know someone with. So, so go to listen to the archives of today's show if you didn't get it, the David Oates Reverse Speech Show.
Terrific.
You can go to my site, davidoates.com, if you like, and they're all up. Oh, and they're not up there yet. They'll be on your site now. All right. So, we love. Next one along. Here we go.
We have so many problems to fix in our country, but I know that if we set aside our differences, and we do have differences, we're a very divided nation, but we're not going to be divided for long.
And he says, you snuck on us.
You snuck on us.
You snuck on us.
That's the problems.
You snuck on us.
Snuck up on us. You know, we've got these problems that have surfaced their head. All right. Yeah. Okay, next one along.
You hear a lot of talk about how we're becoming a globalized world, but the relationships people value in this country are local. Family, city, state, country, they're local. We'll compete in the world. We want to compete in the world. But we're going to compete in the world where it's a two-way road, not a one-way road.
And he simply says, yes, hear this.
Yes, hear this.
Yes, hear this.
Yeah, he's just confirming.
Yes, hear this.
Emphasizing his point, hear this, I mean what I'm saying.
He just, in that statement, and he's done it before, but maybe that was the clearest, and it was planned for this particular speech yesterday, the first one since the election. He declared war on the globalist elite, David. Yes. That's what he did. And that is putting your neck on the block for everyone. He is saying, we will compete in the world, but we will do it as America. As towns and cities and states. We will do it as a collective republic. We are not joining world globalism. Wow. Is he putting it on the line? What an heroic man.
Okay, let's run the forwards again. Here we go.
You hear a lot of talk about how we're becoming a globalized world, but the relationships people value in this country are local. Family, city, state.
Yeah, you're right.
Country, they're local. We'll compete in the world. We want to compete in the world. But we're going to compete in the world where it's a two-way road, not a one-way road.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Oh, boy. And yes, hear this. He's emphasizing it.
Yes, hear this.
Yes, hear this.
Take note, world.
Yes, yes.
This is unprecedented. in my lifetime and maybe in American political history, which has been under the dark shadow of evil for far, far too long. This man is going to change. Ah, this is really incredible to hear. Just incredible.
Yep, certainly is.
What a great man. How did he do it? This had to have been divine, some kind of divine intervention, David. He overcame every possible obstacle and then some.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Look, he's the right man at this point in history. America has to change. It's on the wrong track, and it's going to take a sledgehammer to move it. And Donald Trump's the sledgehammer. All right, next one along.
We had people running our country that truly didn't know what the hell they were doing. Okay? Didn't know what they were doing.
And he simply says, no one did.
No one did. No one did.
Perfectly no one congruent.
Yep,
they didn't know what they were doing. None of them did. Gosh, yep. this guy is incredible. When's the last time you run across anyone in 33 years at this level, at this stature, let alone anywhere else?
Never. His reversals are so far removed from anyone else I've ever done. They're just in a world of their own. He's that incredible guy, an incredible man. Wow. All right, next one.
One of the reasons we're so divided today is because our government has failed to protect the interests of the American workers and their families, making it too easy for us to see ourselves as distinct groups.
And here he says, heal my friend.
Heal my friend.
Heal my friend. Heal my friend.
Oh, probably America, I'd say. I think he's talking collectively.
Heal my friend. Heal my friend. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
heal
right.
my friend.
Yeah, wow.
This is, this man almost, look, I'm not religious, but he almost sounds Christ-like in some of his magnanimity, his love, his vision. This is extraordinary, considering the times we live in and the darkness that is perched atop this planet. This guy is David and Goliath.
And, yes.
And you get stories like this one, and you know about CNN, all of you. You know CNN.
Oh, sure. Yeah, of course.
The Clinton Communist News Network, okay? These people are, may sound a little maudlin, they're evil. They're sellouts, they're evil, and they know what they're doing, and they're doing it with great glee and gusto. And now, one of the CNN crews jokes about Trump's plane crashing. If that isn't evil, I don't know what
jokes
is.
About Trump's plane crashing?
Yes. I'll put the story up.
Oh, yeah.
CNN's Suzanne Malveaux crew jokes about Donald Trump's plane crashing.
I hope he bans from his press conferences.
Well, I hope he bans every single person that has ever spoken against him from White House news conferences. In fact, I hope he doesn't hold White House news conferences very often. Let him use Twitter, which has threatened to ban him as well.
Have they? Oh, my.
I can't. This is a one-minute video. I haven't heard it. CNN crew jokes about Trump's plane crashing. Let me play this, David, real quick.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Check 1, 2, 3.
She's getting ready to do her deal.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And she comes to me asking, kind of just setting it up. Okay. And then do you guys want the details of what we know so far? We have a lot of information. Do you guys want to get into all that?
You're good, you're good.
She's a reporter on scene.
Okay. Because I can roll out all that stuff.
She's got an earpiece. She's listening and talking.
Right.
Yeah, let's listen.
No, I have, yeah. I mean, we have a lot we can talk about. So however long she wants to go. Yeah.
One minute.
Hey, 1 minute.
So,
this is blank next.
Good.
Well, if I do this, it means it's landed.
Okay.
That means his plane's crashed. No.
Oh, there's blank next.
I like that. Somebody's killed, just injured.
Yep, there it was.
Hey, Brooke, well, we know that the plane is about to arrive. Approximately 2:03 is what our full report is estimating that he will actually arrive here.
Okay. You got it.
Water.
So there it is. The crew was joking about it.
I think this next reversal is actually about reporters. I think this, if it is, it's a perfect one to play right now. So here we go.
Congratulations. That was amazing. He couldn't believe how much we won Ohio by, or the election by. Remember, you cannot get to 270. The dishonest press.
Yeah, dishonest press, right. And he says, I know you scum, I feel them.
I know you scum, I feel them.
He's having a go at the press, is what he's doing.
Well, okay. He had that meeting with him, as you know, and
yes,
he said, I am sitting in a room full of liars, among other things. He just smeared them, and they have now intensified their attacks on him since then. How dare somebody call us and hold us accountable? I say he bans them, all of them, who have gone out of their way to defame and smear him. They don't deserve to have access.
Yes, I would ban him too. Speaking of banning people who've smeared him, I don't know why he's considering Mitt Romney for Secretary of State.
We don't know what's going on there. We don't know if he is. It appears that there was a tremendous split at the top of the Trump camp. Newt Gingrich, Kellyanne Conway, adamantly, vociferously against Romney being considered. Why is he even talking to Romney? I'm sure they were saying. Conway put her job on the line and went on national news programs saying that she didn't want him in there at all. She made it quite clear. And yet Pence, globalist Pence, is the one who was pushing for him, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. I wouldn't have anyone working for me who said the things about me that...
No one would. No one would.
Yeah. And Romney, so not on... Trump thinking. I mean, how can he? How
no,
can he
there's,
put
there's,
Trump's
it's not
policies?
A fit. There's no way it can fit. And
yeah. Strange. All right. Okay. Well, I'll try. I don't know where I can get reversals on that from. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. I'll keep my ears open. All right. Next one along. Here we go.
They go for weeks. Texas is in play. Then you turn on the television like 2 minutes later. Donald Trump has won Texas. You know.
Listen to the crowd. Wow.
These are very, very dishonest people. Okay.
He's talking about the press again. Wow. Oh, and then his first is, then I said you rev. Oh, he gets going. It surges him up. Then I said you rev.
Then I said you rev.
And I said, you're off.
Yep.
And I said, you're
off. So he just doesn't lie water off a duck's back. He just keeps on going, you know. So. All right. Gee, I don't know what this reversal means. Huh. All right, we'll play it anyway. Here's the Ford.
And that person was saying for months that there's no way that Donald Trump can break the blue wall, right? We didn't break it. We shattered that sucker. We shattered it. Man. That poor wall is busted up.
Oh, I know what the reversal means. Okay. The low wolf dead.
The low wolf dead.
Yeah.
The low wolf dead.
That's the blue wall.
Yeah.
The low wolf dead.
Shattered it. Got rid of that sucker.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right, yeah, I saw it there. I think, gee, what does that mean? The lone wolf dead. Just got to listen to the forwards. All right, next one along.
I'll never forget it, though, because it felt so good. You know, more so because they kept saying there's no path and all this nonsense.
And he says, sit on a path.
Sit on a path. Sit on a path.
Sit on a path.
In a nice American accent, I say path, you say path. You know, you always like it when I hear accents in reverse.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Oh, talking about hearing accents in reverse, this is off topic. When I was going through my Obama reversals last night, my daughter Simone was over, and she stayed the night last night, and I was in my office, and I was playing the reversals through the speakers, and she was in the next room, and I kid you not, without any prompting, I'd play a reversal, she got it totally right, word for word. I could not believe it. And I played her some really tough ones, and she got them word for word in front of every reversal. I was absolutely staggered. And she said, well, I've grown up with it, Dad. I thought, yeah, well, I guess you have.
Yeah, she's a jewel. One of the great kids you have. Just great.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but it also made me feel a bit confident about the reversals. Well, as you can hear, that means they're there, you know.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, here's a bit of a strange one on Trump. I remember when I found this, I thought, what? This is, anyway, let's see if we can work it out. Here's the Fords.
We are going to appoint Mad Dog Mattis as our Secretary of Defense.
How smart to appoint a smart general as Secretary of Defense. They've had civilians as Secretary of Defenses.
Yep.
But I don't know what the reversal means, but I'm bored. Oops, here we go.
What is it?
I'm bored.
I don't know what he would say, but I'm bored.
Maybe not. Hold on. Play it again.
Okay. All right.
I'm bored.
It could be bold.
I'm bored.
It could be bold, but I'm bold. I don't know. It's a tough one.
It could be, and I'm not sure. That the word could be, it's a stretch, but it could be on board. But on board, he's on board. But on board.
Let's listen again.
I'm board.
No, it's I'm.
I'm board.
I hear the I. But if you listen carefully, it almost sounds like both.
Yeah.
Try one more time. Let our listeners listen.
Okay. Yeah, you determine this one, folks. I'm not sure on this one.
I'm bored.
It's on board at the slow speed. I can hear on board at the slow speed.
Yeah, though it's kind of both.
Anyway,
the
folks,
idea is I think that he's on the team. I don't think he's bored. I think he's talking about the team on board.
Yep.
It just sounds a little bit off.
Just did sound a bit off. But look at all these. This is every reversal I found. I haven't even gone through these to check them. But look how all congruent they are.
Well, it's amazing you can pick them out like you do. You're just amazing with this stuff. And these are all stunning.
Thank you. Mm. Yeah, okay. So next one along.
A couple of polls came in the early states, and they said, we don't believe it. He's doing well with women. But every time I went out, I saw those beautiful pink signs, right? Women for Trump, and I knew we were going to do well. So we did great with women. We did great with everybody.
And here he simply says, I know our mark.
I know our mark.
I know our mark. I know our mark.
He knows where to go. He knows
what he's saying?
What?
I know our math. He knows the figures. I know our math. That's an M-A-T-H on the end. Listen.
Do it again.
I'm a
well mouth.
Oh, you're right.
I'm a well mouth.
Yeah, right.
I'm a
well mouth. Yeah, all right. Okay. Yep.
It's not a hard K. It's a math. But he knows the figures. They've got it. He's got it.
Yeah, he does. Yep. All right. Next one along. Here we go.
America has lost 70,000 factories. Hard to believe. I always say that's a typo. 70,000 factories since China joined the World Trade Organization. Think of it.
And here he says, be in the best.
Be in the best. Be in the best.
He's going to be, make it.
Being the best is the only way to go. That's his whole credo. Wow.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's Donald Trump, and he's going to do it. He is going to do it because his reversals are congruent. So if anyone out there has any doubt, we saw Donald Trump's congruity all through the election campaign, and look what happened. He won, okay?
Yeah.
And now we're seeing he's still congruent after the election campaign. And so he's going to do what he says he's going to do.
It's amazing. It's just amazing. Yeah. It's breathtaking.
Simple as that. Yep. Incredible. Welcome to the world of reverse speech, folks. All right, next one along.
And we will finally fix health care for America's incredible veterans. Veterans. We love our veterans. Where are the veterans? Raise your hand. Who's a veteran? We've got a lot of veterans.
And he says, we will love our value.
I actually checked.
I thought there might be an S on the end. We'll love our values, but there wasn't an S. But it means the same thing, you know. Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you know, this is about the third time he's used the word love, okay? Whereas with Obama, I'll find the word damn in his speeches. I mean, when I was going through the reversals yesterday and last night, I must have found the word damn, dozens of times.
He's a vile alleged human being. Vile, just ugly, dark, not good. Yeah. You know, another thing we should point out, David, is that everyone hearing Donald Trump speak, they hear the reversals. They're not consciously aware of it, but they hear it. And they're getting this constant reinforcement. And it what does it do? It encourages and nurtures belief in the man. He's telling you the truth both ways, consciously and subconsciously. And people hear it.
Yes, they do. Yep. We saw an example of communication tonight that hail Satan and pleases you, if you remember.
Yes.
I've got examples of entire conversations backwards. Wow. Stunning stuff. All right, we're almost out of time, and I'm almost at the end of my reversal. So, well timed, the show. Here we go. Next one along.
We will partner with any nation that is willing to join us in the effort to defeat ISIS and radical Islamic terrorism.
He says, you pray in the sun.
You pray in the sun.
You pray in the sun.
Yep.
You pray in the sun.
Yeah, I don't know. He's in the light, you know. He's
well, it could be that, or he's talking about radical Islam, and what do? They drop down in the street in the sun, and they pray in the sun.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh,
five
right.
times a day.
Oh, well, that's what he's talking about. Okay.
Because it's congruent with the forward speech, talking about radical Islam.
Okay, all right. And then the lucky last reversal. Here we go.
You know what I call the American workers? The forgotten men and women of our nation. And those men and women came out to vote. Nobody ever thought that was going to happen. They came out by the millions. These are great, great people.
And he simply says, I make it.
I make it.
I make it.
Yep. Well, he did. Yeah. He did make
yes,
it.
Yes, you
he
did, Donald. You made
all
it.
All the way down the line. Yes, he did. Yeah, so there you go, Jeff.
What a great program. What brilliant insights into all kinds of things that we would never know about. We're getting the validation of everything we have thought about this man. And I do feel sorry for the people who are so angered by his victory, and I hope that some of them will give it a chance. And there are polls now suggesting that many people now are beginning to say, well, this guy isn't so bad after all. And maybe they're beginning to come around, and I think that's going to happen. The proof's in the pudding, and when the results start to show up, the criticism will not be able to be maintained.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, he's already got results. Look, he saved 1,000 jobs in Ohio.
Even though it's a little thing, he has done so much, and he's 7 weeks away from being president, and look what he's done. He's warning corporations, if you offshore jobs, there are going to be consequences for you. Stay home. And he's already put the red carpet out for them. Come home and you'll be treated properly. So let's see what I say again, give him a couple months, and then those of you who are in doubt, then make your decision. Let's see what happens. What a program, David. Thank you for that. Just extraordinary.
All right. Yeah, okay.
You are the man. And this reverse speech, it's great. All right. Take care.
Okay. Speak to you soon. Bye.
David John Oates, reverse speech. Every syllable there, all there. It's the truth. Have a good weekend. Take care. Talk soon.